This is the Ashland and Live podcast.
Hi, it's Niall Horan here. Everything comes
back to you. Hi. Hello, Ashland.
How are you, Matey Moo McGee?
I'm glad to see that the yoga mat's not still in the interview room.
Well, I tried to make it a bit more grown up by taking the yoga mat away, and all there is a light there now. So,
a ring light. Look at you.
I'm kind of Insta-famous, like bikini selfies. You know how it is, like teeth whitening.
You didn't bring it into this interview because you know that I would bring it up.
You'd be like, are you wearing a ring light, dickhead?
All right, mate. A ring light. See it.
Well, matey, what a cool thing you're doing. I love this. I love Royal Albert Hall. You know, I saw Ray LaMontagne there maybe, I must say, 10 years ago when I lived in London, and it was one of the best gigs of my life. Come on, play me some Ray.
I can't remember chords or something like that. Great. Ray LaMontagne at the Royal Albert Hall.
Yes.
I'm chewing my hand off for that right now. Imagine if you could go to that gig now.
Oh, you know, he didn't even speak the whole gig. He walked onto the stage, him and then three musicians with a spotlight on each of them. They played for like 2 hours. And then at the end, he just said, thank you, I'm Ray, and introduced everyone and left. And everyone was just like,
that is it. I would love that right now. There's billions of people around the world screaming out for that exact moment. But we're going to do it. We're going to play the Royal Albert Hall. It's going to be good. We haven't played together in a long time, so it's going to be amazing.
This is the Ashland and Live podcast.
What's up? It's Kid Leroy hanging out on Ashland and Live.
Well, Leroy, we have waited for this for 2 years, I think. My producer has been desperate to get you on our show, and finally it happens. So welcome to Ashland and Live, mate.
Thank you for having me. I'm stoked to be here.
I'm stoked to have you here, mate. We got sent a thing, like a press releasey thing, and it said that you were born in Broken Hill, but we didn't know that was true. Were you actually
That's true? That's cap. No, that's cap. That's not true.
What does cap mean? I'm not cool enough to know what that means.
That means that's a lie. I was not born in Broken Hill.
My birth certificate says
Sydney, Australia. And I don't know who started that rumor. I lived in Broken Hill for like 4 years. Sure, but I was actually born in Sydney, Australia.
I was literally in Broken Hill yesterday. Like, I just flew in from Broken Hill, which is why I asked, because it was just the weirdest timing that I'm like in Broken Hill. And Violet, my producer, was like, I read he was born there, but I don't think it's true. And I was like, Broken Hill, man, it's coming up.
Yeah, nah, that place is so boring. But however, I do love Broken Hill because my grandparents lived there.
So yeah, are they still there?
I have to love it. Yeah, they're still there right now. So I kind of have to love it. If I said I didn't like it, they would probably kill me. So
yeah, you'd get a smack from Nana.
This is the Ashland and Live podcast.
Hi, I'm Harvey Finn. Dance away this day.
Ashland
and Live.
Do you know that it's sick?
Yeah, it is a vibe.
I like that. Or are you like,
No, I can admit it. I don't like go overboard, but I know when a song's really good, especially like when I can listen to it after I've put it out. Because usually when I put out a song and you put it out, you don't want to listen to it anymore. It feels like, it sounds really different and you kind of get weird about it and you just like, I don't want to hear it anymore. But with this song, I can still listen to it after I put it out, which is a really good sign. And it hasn't really happened to a song like that before.
Who are the first people that you show your work to? Have you got a go-to?
I do. I do it in stages. I mean, my family is definitely the first people. My sister, my mother, my dad, they all, you know, put up on the TV and we all watch it together. We have a little moment there. And then from then I sort of like stagger it out because, you know, I as much as I like the song, I like showing it to people, I do, you know, I don't want to, it's kind of one of those things, you don't want to show it to everyone at once. I quite like showing it to, you know, a very close friend one-on-one, then a couple close friends. So, you know, I pick my moments when I want to choose and show people.
But it had to happen that way. Like, there is such a freedom and such an authenticity in this. And whether or not it was written among COVID or not, it's such a song that begs you to just all off. So you kind of had to do that, didn't you? It would be lying otherwise.
Oh, gotcha. And, you know, I wanted to sort of, because, you know, the sentiment of the song, the feeling of the beat and the production, like, it's very much like, it's kind of like this release of frustration and almost anger into something, and you're expelling that into some kind of, like, big release, whether it be dancing or just moving, singing, you know.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
Hi, my name is Sasha Sloan.
Every night I'm dancing with your ghost.
Ash London Live.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you going?
I'm good. How about you?
Look, I'm kind of obsessed with you in a sense that, like, I've loved your music for a while and the label knows it, which is always a bit, it's a rookie area by a radio host to admit to a music label that you're obsessed with it. But I'm not a great flyer and thoughts, it's very big deal to go on my plane listening playlist because it's only music that is super familiar and super comforting and I love. And so when I put thoughts onto the plane playlist, and only probably once every 6 months does a song get added, that's when I knew that I was obsessed.
Wow. I am so honored. By the way, it's so nice to finally meet you. I feel like we've talked a bit online, but I just want to say thank you for all the support, and I'm really excited I made your plane playlist.
Well, congratulations on just such a fantastic album. Congratulations. It's everything I hoped it would be. You didn't disappoint me. Thank you.
Oh my God. Thanks. I'm so glad. I just had a mental breakdown today thinking it was like horrible. And I kind of went into a dark space and had to take a long walk. So thank you so much. You just made my day.
You're welcome. And I understand because it's incredibly personal. This isn't just like 10 songs about going to the club and dropping your booty on the floor. This is like some real shit, man. So of course you feel that. I think that makes perfect sense, right?
Yeah, it's definitely, I have a really bad problem with caring about what people think about me. But releasing an album is kind of like that on steroids. So I've just been trying to drink a lot of wine and chill.
You do you. You've got to do whatever works for you.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.